I'm your host, Disheveled, and we're bringing you the most explosive headbanging rock on the airwaves. From deep cuts from your favorite classic rock bands to the best in up-and-coming rock and roll, we're here to rattle your speakers. Don't miss Power Hour every Thursday night at 7 p.m. here on CFRC 101.9 FM.
Hey, what's going on, everyone? This is Sam Borman from CFRC 101.9 FM. I'm a second-year media and political studies student, and my favorite part about CFRC is the freedom that they allow me to really play whatever I want and the community and how helpful everyone that volunteers and works here is. If you want to hear more from me, I have a show called Punk is Dead on Monday nights at 10 p.m. And our funding drive runs from November to December 31st. Donations can be made at cfrc.ca. Thank you for all the support you've given CFRC 101.9 FM.
Well, if you're looking for purpose in the current circus, if you're seeking respect and attention, if you're in need of a gig that'll make you feel big, come with me and put some folks in detention. Just last week was kind of tough. I put a kid in cuffs. I zip-tied a lady to a van. We can sneak around town hunting working folks down. I hear they got a great benefit plan. Join ICE, boy, ain't it nice. Join ICE, take my advice. If you're lacking control and authority, come with me and hunt down minorities. Join ICE. Well, I failed the academy, the cops weren't having me, the army didn't sound that fun, so I found me a paramilitary operation that was keen to hand me a gun. I got picked on in school, I never felt that cool. There's a hole in my soul that just rages. All the ladies turned me down and I felt like a clown. But will you look at me now, I'm putting folks in cages. At ICE, for respect and power, join ICE, I hear they got great hours. There's a sign-on bonus of 50 grand. They're in need of you needing to feel like a man. Join ICE. If you're seeking respect and attention, if you're in need of a gig that'll make you feel big, come with me and put some folks in detention. See, I failed the academy, the cops weren't having me, the army didn't sound that fun, so I found me a paramilitary operation that was keen to hand me a gun. Join ICE, boy, ain't it nice. Join ICE, take my advice. If you're lacking control and authority, come with me and hunt down minorities. Join ICE.
Hello, you are listening to CFRC 101.9 FM or CFRC.ca. It's now 10 p.m. on a Monday. That means it's time for Punk is Dead. I'm Sam. Going to be joining you, playing a lot of good music for the next hour here. That first one, I think most people will know that by now. That's Jesse Wells with his song Join ICE. And you know I just like to play some folk once in a while because it's got the same message as punk, but you're able to understand the lyrics because a lot of punk, the voices aren't very clear in what they're saying when they're yelling the lyrics. But yeah, that's just folk. The politics are also the same as punk most of the time. And that's why I love Jesse Wells, because he's been writing some great protest songs because we need them right now. That song is for, I know this radio station reaches into the U.S., so if anyone listening, if you know any ICE agents, remind them that they're cowards and that their whole profession is a joke built on kidnapping people, and they should give it up. That's all I have to say about that. We're gonna go and play some punk and hardcore stuff for the rest of the night. I might play some more folk later. We'll see. I do have a Creedence Clearwater song later, I believe. But up next, I'm gonna play a band called Beto, but it's like an acronym. Don't know what it stands for. It's B-E-T-O-E. There's so many punk bands that are acronyms, and I never know what they stand for. Like, I didn't know what... I thought DOA was Dead or Alive for the longest time. Then this year, at the radio station, I found out it was Dead on Arrival. I thought it was Dead or Alive, like, in the Friends theme song, when they say your love life is DOA. But yeah, I'm gonna play The Leader by Beto, and then I'm going to play a song by a Canadian band. It's a new album, or a new EP, and the song is called Blameless, and the band is called Fester. So I'll get those two hot tracks going for you right now. Fester. That is a hardcore band from Hamilton. I stand by Hamilton hardcore is the best hardcore in this whole country, this whole damn cold country. Because I don't know, it's called the Hammer. No one actually from Hamilton calls it that, but if people refer to a city as the Hammer, it's got to have some good hardcore. And yeah, Hamilton's got the best hardcore. I don't care what you say. I will fight anyone on that. Look at the things I played from Hamilton recently. Slacker, their demo. That was Fester with their demo 2025. One thing I will say about Hamilton hardcore, it's all demos for some reason. Like, every Hamilton hardcore band I play, it's demos. I don't find actual full EPs or releases, but I think it's because Hamilton didn't really have... Like, I feel like the hardcore scene's kind of starting back up again. Like, when I was in high school in Hamilton, I could never find punk shows going on that weren't at bars that I wasn't able to get into. But now that I've moved to Kingston, of course, they have all these record shop shows, like Into the Abyss. They always have good shows there. I know a guy from my high school in the band Public Health, they play at Into the Abyss. They've played a bunch of times there. And then, yeah, there's all these other places opening up now that I'm not in the city, because they hate me, I think. I think Hamilton has a vendetta against me. But I just want to read to you the description Fester gives himself, because this is what I love about, like, Gen Z bands becoming a thing, because they don't take anything seriously. So this is the description where, like, older bands would be, like, millennial bands would be like, oh, a hardcore project from deep in Steel Town. And they'd just be really pretentious. Fester wrote, Bob Dylan, Lord Voldemort, Cheeseburger, Scooby-Doo music, transgenderism, The Color Green, Stinkcore, Foot Fungus, Horseshoe, Monkey Bulnez, Magic Tricks with an X, Bugs Bunny, Belly Lint, Big Comfy Couch, Live Laugh Fart. And I think that's beautiful in a way. So yeah, that was Demo 25 by Fester, and it just came out December 2nd, I think. And then the last band, Beto, before that, it was the song The Leader of the Fucking Assholes. And I don't know when that came out, but it's not new. It's not that new, at least. But they're a band from Venezuela. Very cool. Definitely check them out. Beto, B-E-T-O-E. Up next, I've got some more Canadian hardcore stuff for you. This is a band from Vancouver. Also, sorry if I sound weird today. I'm congested because of the cold, because it's freaking freezing out there. And I've realized I need to finally invest in, like, snow boots, because I've been wearing my Converse still, and on the walk over to the radio station, my heel felt like it was going to fall off, because I also need new socks. All my socks have holes in them, so it was just my heel, basically, on the bare ground, because Converse are nothing. Anyways, enough about the cold. This next band, like I said, they're from Vancouver, British Columbia. This is off their self-titled EP. It came out 2023, so not brand new, but they're called Slogutis, like slog, and then U-T-I-S. That's all one word, and the song is called Incessant. Here we go. was Slogitas with their song Incessant. And yeah, they're really cool, like, black metal mixed with hardcore band. And I'm tired of, in the punk and metal scenes, how specific these little subgenres get. Like, I'm not saying black metal is very specific, but there's much more specific stuff, like, that'll go into, like, grindcore. I'm going to get hate for calling grindcore specific. I can't think of a solid example right now, but there's just too many subgenres that it makes it, like, a band can't just have their own distinct sound. Like, if a band comes out with their own distinct sound, then people try and sort them into a specific genre, like, invent a new genre around this band, when a band can just sound distinct from other bands. But yeah, I'm gonna do that pigeonholing of this band right now and call them, they're like black metal mixed with hardcore, because they have the black metal vocals, but then it's sort of black metal hardcore guitar playing, like the tremolo picking. I don't know, it's really cool. So go listen to Slogitas. They're from Vancouver, and this next band is actually from Vancouver too. This one is called, they're called Num Dame, but it's question mark num, question mark dame, and then another question mark. And they're like, they kind of sound like Sonic Youth to me, which I'm going to get hate for because I don't really listen to Sonic Youth. So what sounds like Sonic Youth to me is my interpretation of Sonic Youth from the few albums I've listened to. I really should listen to more Sonic Youth, but it's kind of like, I feel like listening to Sonic Youth, it's like something you gotta sit down, you gotta set aside an hour and a half to do that, just with the kind of music that they make. But yeah, this is a band from Vancouver, like I said, lots of great stuff coming out of Vancouver. And I'm gonna play their song called Palm Door, and then I'm gonna play something else that I have not decided on yet, but I'm gonna tell you what it is, or I might not. It might be a surprise. You can Shazam it, sure. I don't care. But yeah. Here we go with Palm Door by Num Dame.
Thank you. I was a child, Timonides, I had a secret fear that night would come and would never end. That we would live out our lives in total darkness. It was a small fear then.
Dark Side of the Tune has returned, and now at an even darker time spot. Tune in on Thursdays at 9 p.m. to get your dose of alternative music, including but not limited to metal, grunge, goth, and more. Hope to see you there.
That was Numbdame with Palm Door. I forgot to say it's off their album from June this summer, 2025, called Give Us $10 Million to Kill Arms Dealers. Up next, I'm going to play an Australian punk band for you, kind of garage punk band. Here I go again with the subgenre naming that I claim to hate. Maybe I'm a poser. This is what I'm discovering today. This is the poser episode. I'm a freaking poser, man. I shouldn't even have this show. What am I doing? I don't deserve it. Okay, that's enough. That's enough of whatever that was. I'm going to play the Australian punk band. This is a band called Problem Green, and the song is called Basic.
Jaded, got me so mad, I'll pace it.
just heard Come Pretty Pump Sleep by a band from Vancouver, I think. Sorry, let me check here, actually. Because they're on Neon Taste Records, which I've played a lot recently. But they might be... I can't find anywhere. Oh, they're from Calgary. So that's a little mix-up. But yeah, they're on Neon Taste Records, which... I've played a lot of Neon Taste Records stuff recently, just because... they keep putting out really good stuff. And yeah, some of my favorite current bands are on Neon Taste, like Chain Whip. I've played them before. Lots of stuff. I'm not going to name it all. I'm not forgetting. I'm just not going to name it all. Up next, I'm going to play... I'm going to play, I think, Subhumans. Because I'm going to figure out that last song, the vocals reminded me... of, I think it's a Crass song, but I can't remember exactly which Crass song. I think it's off of their album Penis Envy, but I cannot remember exactly which song it is. I have an idea, but I'm going to need to figure that out while I play this next song. But Subhumans is a good segue into playing Crass, because they're also British, and they're that same anarcho-British punk scene and from the 1980s that I did a whole episode on this 2 or 3 weeks ago, I think now. And yeah, so definitely check that episode out. It was a good episode, I think. I think all my episodes are amazing, top tier stuff. Not really, but that one was pretty good, I think, I hope. If it's not, DM me on Instagram and let me know. Again, like I said last time, if you don't like my show, you can DM me whatever you want. You can send me a death threat, whatever you see fits. My Instagram is punkisdead_CFRC, and yeah, send me whatever death threats you wish. Anyways, now I will play Subhumans with one of my favorite songs by them called Where's the Freedom?
Take some wisdom. Thousands of opinions are at our fingertips. But are all opinions informed? Does your information have a source? Is your social feed based on fact? Only facts can uncover the truth. Professional journalists are committed to balanced and nonpartisan reporting, to independent commentary. They cut through the spin to give you the information and perspective you need. Journalism is essential to democracy, a watchdog over the powerful, an independent voice. Journalism is more important than ever.
I remembered the Crass song that last one by Parisian Orgy reminded me of. So here you are with Shaved Women by Crass.
Shaved Women Collaborator!
Screaming, baby, screaming, baby, screaming, baby, screaming, baby.
You just heard the Flatliners, a Toronto hardcore band, with their song Performative Hours. And they're currently, it looks like they're on tour right now, just because Bandcamp is what I play a lot of stuff off of, and it tells you the gigs that they have coming up. And I think tomorrow they're playing the Danforth, which, fun fact, Danforth was the first place I ever saw like a bigger concert than just a little punk venue. And I saw... it was Cancer Bats, it was Dead Tired, Cancer Bats, and I think two other bands that I've missed. They opened for Anti-Flag, and this was before Anti-Flag, before we knew about the Just Insane being a bad person stuff. So don't judge me for going to see Anti-Flag. I still thought he was fine at that point, but... if you noticed, Chris number two, the bassist from Anti-Flag, if any listeners are up to date on the Anti-Flag drama, not drama, but the Just Insane legal issues, I'll leave it at that. But yeah, Chris number two is back on social media, and he made an apology to anyone harmed by Just Insane's actions, because I guess he was saying that the band didn't really respond in an adequate way, in his opinion and other people's opinion. So I think that's pretty nice of him, at least, to put that announcement out there. And yeah, I hope that Chris number two will keep going with music stuff in the near future, because as far as I know, he seems like a good guy, in my books at least. Anyways, up next, I'm going to play some more Canadian stuff. This is a band from... where are they from? I want to know how many times I say where are they from in this show, because I always forget. This is a band called Anti-Spectacular, and they are from... oh, it's loading. They're also from Toronto. I could have guessed that. A lot of bands are from Toronto, I've noticed. Maybe because it's big. But yeah, they're from Toronto, and... I'm going to play one of their songs off their new-ish album. It came out in June 2025, so not that new. Doesn't count as new content for the radio, not within 3 months, but pretty new. And it's called I Want to Live. So it's kind of different from most, like, punk stuff I've been playing this whole episode, so it's fun to mix things up a little. So here you go with Anti-Spectacular.
We'll bust down our doors. Prisons are loaded.
Run us for men.
We're starving. Yo, Ellie.
Hey, Nate, what's up?
I'm on the radio.
What? Like right now?
Yeah, it's a promo from Live Sessions.
Oh, yeah, CFRC Live Sessions, Thursdays at 11 a.m.
Listen to sexy bands play live on air and hear exclusive interview highlights.
Sounds awesome. Tune in on CFRC 101.9 FM.
Lit. Okay, peace out, dude.
See you Thursday.
You just heard Houston, Texas band Days and Days with their song Fallout off there. They have a split EP with another band called Railyard Ghosts. And yeah, I wanted to throw a little... I threw folk in at the start of the episode. So then halfway through the episode, or more than halfway through the episode now, I wanted to throw a little folk punk in there because... I don't know, I've been getting really into folk punk because of Billy Bragg, and I think we need more folk punk, to be honest. Because I was trying to find some specifically just for this episode, and it was, especially just looking in Canada, it was kind of hard to find, the right folk punk. Maybe I'm just picky with folk punk, I guess, because all I really listen to is Billy Bragg. Anyways, up next, I'm going to play, it's an old hardcore band, and it's White Cross, and this album was reissued by Beach Impediment Records in 2025, or December 5th, 2025, it was remastered and then released then. So yeah, I'm going to play, it's 80s hardcore, it originally came out in 1982, so you know it's going to be some good fast stuff, so it's only a minute and 6 seconds long. And yeah, this is White Cross with Jump Up My Ass.
Jump up, 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 j
last song there was another BC band called Bootlicker, and it was called It's Beautiful off their How to Love Life EP. And I got one more song for you today, and it's not a punk song, because I started with a folk song. I'm going to finish with like a classic rock song, just because I want to, and I can do whatever the hell I want. This is my show. It's just, I played a cover of it a few weeks ago, actually, but it's getting scarily relevant with what the United States of America is doing right now, down in the South, as they always do. So yeah, this is an anti-war song. This is Fortunate Son by Creedence Clearwater Revival. But thank you all for joining me tonight, and hope everyone has a great holiday season. And yeah, thanks. See you next time.